Well, I always feel lucky to be an astronaut, but it also does sometimes just feel like a job. When I have to go to meetings all day, that's not as much fun as flying in space or training. Astronauts, of course, typically fly once every few years, and for each flight, there's a year of training at least. So there are years in there sometimes when you're doing what we call a ground job, where you're helping design the next spacecraft, or helping develop procedures to use on the space station, or being a CAPCOM. And when you're doing those things, that's much more like doing a regular engineering job, and it has its quiet days and its exciting days. But when you're training for a mission, it's all excitement, it's all fast-paced, and those are the days when you have to pinch yourself and say, "My goodness, I can't believe how very lucky I am to have been one in a thousand who got the job of their dreams."
What would your personal dream be? Because to me, I would say walking on the moon's got to be the greatest thing, but for you, what would that be?
My personal dream also has been to walk on the moon. It's what I've wanted to do since I was five. I still haven't managed. But that's okay, because it's been a really interesting career so far. And it might yet happen. I think we will go back to the moon one day, whether it's within the span of my career or not, I can't tell you. But that's my personal dream. I think there are other people who would, whose dream is really to live on the space station. There are other people whose dream is to walk on Mars, maybe even be the first person to walk on Mars.
Well, I've witnessed you giving a lecture today at Teesside University in a lecture theatre that I once was a student in, and I've never seen an audience quite so captivated with anything. So obviously you've done something right. You never know, you could have inspired somebody today.
I hope so. I'd love to see somebody that I inspired be the first person to walk on Mars or venture to the outer reaches of the solar system. You just never know. But even if they're not inspired to do that, hopefully I've managed to give somebody more of an interest in engineering and something to think about, something that will drive them towards a technical career where they may make some great strides in medicine or civil engineering, who knows where. But I think everything you hear when you're young helps generate interest in technical subjects, and it's that interest that carries you through the difficult phases of education, and that's what I hope I'm going to achieve when I talk to students.
You're at the university this week. You're going to be honoured with an honorary degree. Obviously, you're a very educated man. Does that still mean something to you?
It really does. It's wonderful to be honoured by the university where I was born. That's a great honour. It's also nice for me to think that the space program is also being recognized. We sometimes worry that not everybody's paying attention to the space program, but clearly people are, and that's wonderful to see. And I hope that my receiving this degree will inspire a lot of local youngsters to think about careers, not just in space, but in science and technology. They might be the next people to walk on Mars, but they might also be the next people to invent some wonderful machine, a new kind of aircraft, a cure for cancer, who knows. But hopefully this kind of thing inspires people to study, work hard and work towards their dreams.
And I know as one of a small handful of Britons to have actually been in space, you've also been honoured by the British Interplanetary Society as well. That must mean a lot to be recognised by your peers as well.
They awarded me a pin for being a British-born astronaut. And again, what I really like about that is it means that people here in Britain are paying attention to the space programme. That's a wonderful thing, because I think Britain has a future in space. We don't know yet exactly what it will be. There's a new British astronaut, his name's Tim Peake. We all hope that he'll fly on the International Space Station as an ESA, a European Space Agency astronaut. And beyond that, British talent and ingenuity and perseverance are no doubt going to play a role in the exploration of the solar system. And I'm looking forward to seeing that happen.